This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good afternoon, Rutherford County. Beautiful day, and already has been a great day. I've met a number of people while I was eating lunch today, and that's what really makes Rutherford County and Murfreesboro so special, because it's so friendly, and you're always running into nice folks. And last Saturday, I was at the Readable Mill, which I normally am there on Saturday morning. And, of course, there were a lot of alumni coming in and people in to watch the MTSU football game last Saturday. And I got to talking to some of them. And Don Witherspoon came over and started talking to me, along with his wife, Hannah. And we had such a great conversation, and we talked about some of the things that are important to all people in this area. We're talking about Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, and MTSU. And we also have, I guess, Ronald T. Wright's daughter. I think that I know her more, talking to her that way. Of course, we're talking about Rhonda King. And I've always said everybody in Murfreesboro knows Ronald T. Wright, and he makes such an impact on everybody, because every time you get close to him, you just automatically open your mouth. I guess that's in awe or whatever. Is that right, Rhonda?
That is right, and that's one of the things that I love about working in the alumni office. Mm-hmm. Is our family moved to Murfreesboro in 1974. I was 2 years old at the time.
From where?
From Beaufort, South Carolina. Dad mm-hmm. was in the Navy and mm-hmm. had finished dental school, and he was in the Navy for a couple of years, and mm-hmm. so he opened the practice here in Murfreesboro and immediately became involved with buying season tickets at MTSU, mm-hmm. which was a little hard at the time because he did graduate from Tennessee Tech, mm-hmm. But really wanted to get involved in the community, and so my family started coming to football games and to mm-hmm. basketball games. And just a couple of years ago, my mother, as one of my birthday presents, gave me a picture of my dad and me sitting in the stands at the Aww. Old stadium watching a football game, eating popcorn and drinking a Coke. And I have that on my desk. So I look at that every day just as a reminder of how MTSU has woven in and out of my life and my family's life for many years.
And Tennessee Tech is really not even a second thought anymore, is it?
Tennessee Tech, there's still some TTU pride that comes through every now and then, but we're wearing blue on those days.
And we're talking, and everybody here, we're talking about two really important things that are going on at one time. We're talking about MTSU, and it's 100 years, and we're talking about Murfreesboro, and we're talking about 200 years there. And all three of you are very responsible in promoting and working with organizations trying to make sure that everybody has a voice in what's going on and all the many wonderful things that have happened here in the past. We need to call attention to that, because without the past, I mean, it's hard to even look toward the future without all the experience that you gain with that. And Don, kind of give me a little bit of background. I already know a lot about you, because I have had so many people call me and say how lucky I am to have you and Hannah on today, because of what you've meant to the community. And I don't know where you have time. Do you guys sleep at all?
You didn't know we had that many relatives in the area, did you?
I know one thing. You have a lot of friends here.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. Hannah and I moved back to Murfreesboro mm-hmm. About 11 years ago. We both graduated from MTSU in 1964, and then we got married in August following that, and I did a stint in the Marine Corps, and then I, after working in private industry for 33 years, we retired, came back to Murfreesboro, and through the efforts, I would think primarily of Dr. Liz Ray, we suddenly met a bunch of people in Murfreesboro and got involved in quite a few things. One of the things that certainly was covered quite thoroughly in the show yesterday with Tommy Bragg and the representatives from the Parks and Recreation Commission that I am involved with right now is the bicentennial for the city of Murfreesboro.
Right.
Tommy has asked several people to volunteer on a committee, and as you heard yesterday, several people are responsible for one particular month, starting starting with the big kickoff.
And it's 13 months long.
Exactly, and the month that. That Tommy asked me to be responsible for is the month of March next year, which in the area that I'm hoping to cover is called the military. When the committee first met and this was proposed, the month was set aside as our soldiers, and I told Tommy later that wouldn't go over real well with some of my Marine friends, and we'd be leaving out the Navy and the Air Force and everyone else.
Now, wait a minute,
I think we normally associate soldiers with the Army.
Let's see. Now, being an ex-airborne trooper, we just kind of filter ourselves into the Army and just like you guys into the Navy and the SEALs and all that.
But this way we think we're going to cover it all, and we're certainly moving in that direction. And the committee is, again, as you heard yesterday, has done a really good job getting this going. And I would make an appeal at this point in time if any of you in the listening audience have anything you'd like to promote during that month or any other month related to the military and the military history, as it may have impacted Murfreesboro. Please contact me, and later on I will give you a email address that you can contact us at. But some of the things that we're talking about doing already, we are blessed with having Middle Tennessee State University here, and just a wide range of resources, from there. But Dr. John Vial, who is the dean of the Honors College, does a terrific impersonation of President James Madison. And it turns out that President Madison was the president of the U.S. at the time that Murfreesboro was formed.
Now, how do we know he does a great?
Well, I can personally tell you that he does, but he does a great job with everything that he does, but particularly this. But anyway, he has graciously volunteered to show up at various venues next March to tell the citizens of Murfreesboro what's going on back in Washington at the time, and how Dolly has saved the painting of George Washington from the British as they're coming through in the War of 1812, and among other things that are going on. And there are several people that are working with me on my committee from various facets of the community: the Boy Scouts, the VFW, the ROTC, Stones River Battlefield, obviously. But we're very excited about that, and again, not wanting to cover same ground that was covered yesterday, but I think the citizens of Murfreesboro are going to be very proud of what is being put together. And as most of us, I share the view that Murfreesboro is probably the greatest place we could live.
It is.
We're just more than happy to say that we chose to retire here, and we love it and are happy to be involved.
And you're a very important part of Murfreesboro, too, and a very much a working part of Murfreesboro. Now, you were talking about you're in the military zone of the committees. Are you going to cover each individual war, or are you going to be able to bring back some of the names that were instrumental in each war as it happened?
We understand that there's a someone in the community, and I don't have the name on with me right now, but we understand that there's either a descendant or a relative of Davy Crockett that currently lives in Murfreesboro. I think you've had some Greg Tucker's done some things on your show about this rifle that I remember hearing that talked about on the show and various things, but
it relates back to Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Exactly. Yes. But anyway, we're hoping to pick up on various times like that. The Stones River Battlefield obviously is I guess they're celebrating, what is it, their 150th this year or something like that?
Very, you know, yeah, if we go back to 160, I mean, 1860, actually be four, maybe.
Anyway,
somewhere
very,
right in that
it's
area.
It's very close to that. Uh-huh. But they are just a terrific resource, as well as the Heritage Center here in Murfreesboro, and then the MTSU Gore Center, which Hannah's going to be talking about, you know, a little bit later on. But we're hoping to have you know, some representation of various you know, points in time throughout, you know, throughout Murfreesboro's history.
Yeah, we have such a long history of people. We didn't get the name the Volunteer State for nothing, as
exactly.
they say. And,
sure.
and we've had so many people that participated in each and every war that we've had and continues up on to today.
And as you could tell yesterday, there's definitely an overlap between various activities that are going on, you know, throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
But each as I mentioned, each month has kind of been has been designated a particular month. Mm-hmm. And now the Veterans Day, obviously in November, is a very important day to the community, and I think Hannah's got some information on Veterans Day that's going to be covered at MTSU. But we're, as Tommy mentioned yesterday, we're trying to tie into the bicentennial for Murfreesboro events that are already scheduled and just, you know, place emphasis on that.
Now, Hannah, do you and Don have different responsibilities? Are you working together on this as a team, or do you have your own group that you're working with?
I'm actually not working with the city programs at all. I'm working mostly with MTSU. I'm on the actually four centennial committees, and I'm my biggest concern is the events committee, and we have planned events for every month of the year, and of course there are all kinds of things ongoing at MTSU throughout the year, but we just wanted to highlight a few. And the next event, we just had our wonderful gala that Michelle Stepp in the alumni department did so much work on and made it such a perfect evening, and everyone seemed to enjoy it. It was just elegant and probably the nicest event I've ever attended. And
almost kind of, from what I heard, it remind you almost of the pre-Civil War South, where everybody was together and having such a great time. And I have talked to a number of people that saw you guys there. And it's amazing how two people can make such a difference in a community simply by throwing yourself into it. And it just people start mirroring you after a while because they see what you're doing and they want to take part of it too.
Well, now,
how is Rhonda helping you with this?
Well, Rhonda is working on our October event, and that is Homecoming, which is in 2 weeks. And Rhonda, if you don't mind, please tell them all the things that you have planned for us for Homecoming.
Well, Homecoming, especially this year, being our centennial year, is just about the best time of year because everyone comes back to the campus. Even if you live here, you just have a pump up of your pride that day, and just to see the blue everywhere around town, it is great. And so October 1st is our centennial homecoming, and we're working with the theme of look to the future, remember the past. So many things have happened in our past, and it's neat to be able to start our second century. And one thing that we have been looking towards when planning this centennial year is how to get the students involved. And I think that on campus you have seen this year a real boost in their school pride. Just imagine coming in as a freshman during the centennial year or being able to graduate during the centennial year of your university. So that's been really exciting. And as far as homecoming weekend, the alumni office is going to start our activities off on Friday, September the 30th, and we will be having our Golden Raiders reunion and induction ceremony. And that is the Golden Raiders Society is for alumni who graduated 50 or more years ago. So this year's class is 1961. They will be inducted, and it's really a unique group because they graduated when the school was 50 years old. And so they're going to get to have a be really, it's just going to be neat for them to be able to come back and be here at the 100-year celebration.
And they had a different name back then.
They did have a different name back then.
Middle Tennessee State College.
They did. And along with that, lots of stories. Mm-hmm. And it's really neat with for our current students, the student ambassadors, which is our president's ambassadors and welcoming committee. The student ambassadors are managed out of the alumni office, mm-hmm. and that is one of their favorite events to work because they get to hear about all the old stories. And the students today of a campus of almost 27,000 mm-hmm. do not know everyone. And
no.
So it is really good for them to hear about the old days when everyone did know each other and everyone did pulled the crazy stunts. And I was involved in some of those crazy stunts.
Oh, Hannah, tell us about a couple of those.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh, we're starting to get a little red-faced around here, folks.
Does that come across on the radio?
Yeah. Just want to make sure everybody knows.
Well, I was involved in something that I'm not real proud of, but I was, my senior year, I was the president of the Women's Dorm Council,
mm-hmm.
and women had stricter rules in 1960 through 1964
mm-hmm.
than they do now, and much stricter than the men had, and I made the mistake of going to Don's apartment to work on a school project. It was a legitimate reason to be there, but I did break the rules.
That's her story, and she's sticking to it, Drew.
And Don's roommate had some very, very wonderful pictures that he had taken. He worked at Yellowstone Park,
oh, my. Yeah.
And in the summers, mm. and most of us worked as we went through school, and he had some wonderful pictures, and I was going to use those for an audiovisual project
mm-hmm.
that I had to do, and so
for Beeler Smotherman, remember Beeler?
Yes,
yes,
for
sir.
Dr. Smotherman.
Yes, yes.
So I went to Don's apartment to use the Richard's pictures and his equipment,
mm-hmm.
and I had been there probably 3 minutes when someone knocked on the door, and I ran into Don's bedroom and hid in his closet, and Don opened the door, and it was Dean Hampton, Martha mm-hmm. Hampton, Dean of Women, and my house mother, and she said, "Don, is Hannah here?" And Don said, "Hannah, why would she be here?" And she just pushed
good
him
comeback.
Aside.
Mm-hmm.
She pushed him aside and walked straight to his bedroom. He didn't have a door on his closet. He just had a curtain. Pulled the curtain aside, and I'm sitting on the floor looking up at her, hoping that I could just disappear into the closet. So she took me back to the dorm, and I was campused for the last 3 weeks that I was in school. And they threatened to dismiss us if we did not obey their rules, and I could not speak to Don. Now, realize I was 21 years old, we both were, and we were engaged to be married, and now I'm in this situation where I might not get to graduate, nor would he, and upon Don's graduation, he became commissioned in as a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps, and if he hadn't gotten the commission, we would not have been able to get married because we wouldn't have had the money to live on.
Mm-hmm.
So we were sacrificing. I had made a terrible mistake by going to his apartment, and I was wrong, definitely, and I deserved to be punished. But my punishment was quite excessive. Mm-hmm. I could not speak to Don at all on campus. I could not call my mother or daddy, except if the house mother was in the phone booth with me. I had to go to class, to the cafeteria to eat. I worked in the library. I was allowed to go to work and be in my dorm room with my door closed and not speak to anyone in the dorm. They even moved me from the third floor to the second floor to a private room, and I could not tell anybody what was going on. Well, of course, the whole university, college, wanted to know what was going on. So we did this, and I was told that I could not pin his bars on him on graduation day, but an hour before the ceremony, I put those bars on his shoulder, and we graduated.
Good for you.
So that was my skeleton in the closet. But like I said, I broke the rules, and I deserved to be punished. But they were quite severe. Now, Don could not speak to me, but he was free to do whatever he wanted to anytime he wanted to. Mm-hmm. You know, his only restriction was that we were not supposed to speak to each other or see each other.
Now, you're talking about change of times. I mean, if some of the kids are from MTSU are listening, they're going to say, what?
Yes.
Why did you have to do all of that?
Well, you know, it didn't even occur to me that I was an adult. I was 21 and probably could have fought some of this, but I was so scared of not being able to graduate. And Don and I both paid for our own education. Our parents just couldn't afford to send us to school, and we really couldn't blow that. You know, we had to graduate and get our degree so we could go on with our careers. But anyway, I broke the rules. I was punished. And
if you had an attorney with you, he could say, there was no intent. It was all innocent. I mean, everything was.
Well, but
but that is a great story.
Well, I haven't told it until just recently.
And now you shared it with the whole world.
The whole world knows my story now.
And I'll guarantee you there's a lot of people in some of the other states listen to it now and say, Hannah did what?
Yeah. And that's why the students like to work the Golden Raiders reunion, because they get all the juicy stuff that happened way back when. And that just goes to show you that it doesn't matter what your mistakes or what your past, you can just be a great contributor like Hannah is today. So we do start on Friday night, the September 30th, with our Golden Raiders reunion. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, that's the big day. And we will have a Mixer on Middle parade watching party at the Alumni House. Mm-hmm. And the Alumni House is on Middle Tennessee Boulevard across from the President's House. And this is the best place on campus if you want to watch the homecoming parade. We have just a great environment, family-friendly. Mm-hmm. We have announcers that announce the parade. This year, our announcers will be Chip Walters and Joe Dubin from WKRN.
Right.
He's from the class of 97. And they announce all of the entries to the parade, like Rose Bowl-style parade announcing. And we will have our Baby Raider Ride Contest, which is has really become a neat event. This is for grandchildren and children of alumni that can be involved in the Baby Raider Ride. And people who have graduated from school but are still wanting to relive those days of pomping the floats for homecoming and staying up all night and all that kind of thing can fashion floats out of their children's red wagons and have them in there. So we would love for you to be anyone who wants to be involved in that contest. And our parade this year is led by our Grand Marshal John Hood,
who's been
such a supporter and done so much for our university
and Maryland.
And a man that will never retire. And he started here, actually. John was calling some of our Little League games when I was playing Little League on the radio. And he hates to admit that he's that much older than I am, bless his heart. And he's still a member of MTSU. He's still over there on a daily basis.
Yes.
And the man has such a great memory. We're going to have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you.
This is Jim Bryan at First Bank.
And I'm Chuck Lewis. First Bank presents Good Neighbor Events, news of what our local schools, churches, and community groups are doing.
It's Thursday. At 7:30 tonight, the Mid-State Singles Square Dancing Club invites you to join them for some fun over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. 7:30 tonight. At 8 o'clock tonight, a free music recital featuring Ryan Fogg on piano at MTSU's Wright Music Building. Now, tomorrow morning, bright and early, from 6 to 11, the Farmer's Market over at the Lane Agri Park. That's on John Rice Boulevard, next to Paws, and just down from Sam's. The Farmer's Market in the morning, 6 to 11. And from 7 in the morning until 3 tomorrow afternoon, the Red Cross Blood Drive over at the Red Cross here in town. That's at 501 Memorial Boulevard, the former Chamber Building. In addition to the regular blood drive, they're having an apheresis blood collection from 7 in the morning until 12:15 at the Red Cross. Oh, yes, tomorrow and Saturday, the Angel's Closet Sale. It all benefits Heaven Sent Children. And this is at 307 North Maple Street. The third annual Sam Davis Quilt Show continues today through Saturday at the historic Sam Davis Home in Smyrna. And if you happen to have some quilts, they do have a certified quilt appraiser available by appointment. That big quilt show today through Saturday at the Sam Davis Home in Smyrna. And Hispanic Heritage Night is tomorrow night, starting at 5:30 at the Discovery Center. The admission is free thanks to a grant from the Nissan Foundation. Oh, the Classics Dance tomorrow night from 7 until 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. The Bill Sleater Trio plays the favorites. The doors open at 6:30 and the admission is $5. Good Neighbor Events brought to you by First Bank.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Bob Parks auctioneer Jay Cash is having an absolute estate auction this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the late James and Wardeen Bartlett estate. Located at 310 Bluebell Avenue, Murfreesboro, is a gorgeous all-brick three-bedroom, two-bath home full of charm and character. Also selling many personal property items, including lots of quality furniture, Fostoria, antiques, tools, and old coins. The absolute auction is this Saturday, 10 a.m., 310 Bluebell Avenue, Murfreesboro. Auction conducted by Jay Cash, the auctioneer and real estate broker, and Bob Parks Auction Firm number 3984.
Hello, this is Ron Harper with the Minerva Drive Church of Christ. I'd like to invite you to our fall revival meeting, September 18 through 21. Our speaker will be Keith Parker. The times will be Sunday at 9 and 10:15 a.m. and 6 p.m. Come and stay for lunch on Sunday following the morning service. We'll meet on Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our address is 1115 Minerva Drive in Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Dr. Patrick Showalter.
And I'm Dr. Chad Jackson. Did you know that Middle Tennessee Medical Center is home to the Da Vinci surgical robot and that we are the first surgeons to use the robot in Rutherford County?
When faced with prostate cancer, the Da Vinci robot makes surgery an excellent option.
It allows for quicker recovery, less blood loss, and studies suggest it may be the most effective, least invasive treatment option for improving cancer outcomes.
For more information or to find a Da Vinci robot certified physician, visit mtmc.org.
Weatherize. Mainly cloudy this afternoon, high in the low 70s. Tonight, mainly cloudy, a low near 51. Sunshine returns Friday, high of 72. I'm WGNS meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 63.
It's been a busy week, and it's finally winding down. Too tired to cook supper? Stop by Kirk & Burt's and pick up our family pack to go. A pound of barbecue, buns, and your choice of side, all for just $9.99. Kirk & Burt's, 517 Kaysen Lane, just down from the theater.
Sausage and biscuits, gravy and grits, home ground, homemade, it'll get you fits. Blueberry pancakes and corn cakes too, I'm a-licking my lips now, how about you?
Tom Brady will be delighted to see him there. Tom Brady is the one who rebuilt the mill and is now fully operational. They have breakfasts there on Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Nora's in there helping him. And whatever they fixed you is made right there at the mill. And it's an amazing place right on the river. Take about a 10-minute drive out John Bragg Highway. And just before you get out of Rutherford County, you'll see Cripple Creek on the right. Turn left there on the old Woodbury Highway. About a 2-mile drive. Go right over the river. Turn left. And if the parking place is not full, now if it's full, you'll have to turn right. If you get a chance, go out there anyway, because you'll never regret it.
The local conversation continues now on The Truman Show. Once again, here's Truman Jones.
Well, we're back with Rhonda and Hannah and Don. And, of course, we were discussing part of Hannah's life, but we will go on to some other things. And there is so much research going on, and then there's so much manpower that has to be utilized during this period. How in the world are you guys able to manage all of the responsibilities that they're giving you now, Hannah?
Well, as I said, I have been on four committees, and we actually started planning this centennial over 2 years ago, and we've met once a month with the executive committee and once a month with the theme and events committee, and then mm-hmm. the others haven't met that often. One committee that I'm very proud to say I was part of was the selling of the tables for the gala, and we had anticipated selling 1,250 tickets for the gala, and the tables seated 10 people, so we needed to sell 125 tables. And actually, 1 week after the tickets became available, we had sold out the gala and had a waiting list of over 250 people. Mm. And so that was just a wonderful event. So that committee is finished now, and we were very successful.
Ross Spielman was the chair of that committee, so if anybody listening has any charity events they want to sell out, I'm sure Ross will be happy to help out. He's giving me a hard time about that.
Now, Rhonda does have a few more words to say about homecoming, a couple more events that we haven't mentioned yet. So, Rhonda, if you'll go ahead.
Well, we were talking about the parade, and we wanted to invite everyone to come watch the parade at the Alumni House. And if there's still time to get an entry in the parade, so any businesses that would mm-hmm. like to support MTSU and be a part of this centennial homecoming, we can do that. You can call the alumni office. That's 898-2922, and we can get you in touch with who you need to on that. After the parade concludes at the Alumni House, we'll be having an alumni tailgate lunch. And so we'll just keep partying right on up to the time for Raider Walk. But you can have your lunch prepared for you at the Alumni House, and we'll have regular tailgate fare, hamburgers and hot dogs, and there may even be some more birthday cake. We're eating lots of birthday cake this year on campus. So we'll be doing that, and then that lunch is from 1 to 3. And then we get ready to head over to Walnut Grove for Raider Walk. And if you have never participated in Raider Walk, it is just one of the coolest things about game day. The Band of Blue comes out, the cheerleaders come out, everyone crowds around, and the players and the coaches walk right through, and we get to wish them luck, and they're going on their way to the locker room. And that'll happen at 3:45. And our homecoming rival this year is going to bring a huge crowd. We play Memphis, and those Tigers are going to come in, and there's so many students from the Memphis area mm-hmm. that they have said their friends are going to be coming in. Memphis will travel well. We've kind of had a good rivalry going with them mm-hmm. the last several years. So kickoff is at 6 o'clock, and there's still some tickets available for that. And if you'd like to call the alumni office, we can also get you in touch with who you need to buy your ticket.
Now, what is the date of that?
October 1st.
October the 1st. And the first event starts here when? For that day?
11:30 at the Alumni House.
Uh-huh.
And just party all day and kick off at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be an alumni, right?
No, we welcome friends.
All the Raider fans and all the people that support the community and the university should be there that day.
Definitely.
And we want a sellout. We want to beat the attendance record of Georgia Tech.
That would be amazing. That would be great.
And since it's such a historic event, it's important for everybody to be there during mm-hmm. that time.
Rhonda mentioned the Band of Blue,
mm-hmm.
and I think, I believe I'm correct, Saturday I think they had 380 members on the field.
Wow.
They did of course, they formed the 100-year symbol, mm-hmm. had the birthday cake come out and everything, but the Band of Blue, to me, could be compared to any university band in the U.S. It's just a terrific organization, and they just do a great job for the university.
Also, we encourage everyone to get in their seats prior to 6 o'clock when prior to the kickoff, because the band will be performing on the field and there will be other things going on prior to the game. So you need to be in your seats early so you can take advantage of everything that's being offered. And we do have an awesome band. They, be it the pep band at the basketball games or anywhere else that you see them, they are just wonderful, and they outdid themselves at the gala celebration game on Saturday. They just were wonderful, and they're so hardworking. And these, you have to realize, these are students who give their free time up for our school. So please support our band. I would like to just mention a couple of other things that are going on with the centennial celebration. Veterans Day is the celebration that we're going to have at MTSU for Veterans Day is November the 19th. And there will be several special events on that day as well. So we encourage you to attend the game that day. And another thing I want to stress is that we have a Veterans Memorial on campus now. And when I'm talking to people, a lot of people don't even know about this. And it's very, very moving and wonderful. And I encourage you to go by. It's in front of the Joby Jackson building between Rutledge Hall and the old administration building, Old Main. There's a monument there with names of people who attended MTSU and have passed away. And there are bricks on the walkway, and you can buy bricks in memory of or in honor of someone. So if you're interested in that, you need to contact Dr. Derek Frisbee at MTSU. And the email I have for him is D Frisbee, that's D like Derek, and F-R-I-S-B-Y at mtsu.edu. But that is just a very, very wonderful thing that Derek Frisbee and his staff have done. Also, on December 4th, Sunday, December 4th, MTSU will be performing The Messiah, and that is at 4 p.m., and there will be a reception to follow that. And we encourage you, this is our centennial music event, and we encourage you all to attend that. We have a wonderful music department and a drama department, and so many times we have gone to events there, and there have been 50 or 100 people in the audience, and it's such a shame that we have this talent and this opportunity for the whole town, the whole county, to attend, and people don't support it. So I encourage you to support MTSU in every way. This is our school, our town, and without this university here, Murfreesboro would shrink considerably. So please put blue in your windows if you're a business operator. Wear blue on game days and other days. Encourage people to come to these events and support all of the events. We have a wonderful volleyball team, soccer team, golf team. These people are champions, and we need to support them, so please do that.
A lot of times I don't think we get the word out enough for those events, because I had some people on my radio show a couple of weeks ago, and Earl Roberts was one of them, and he mentioned that the volleyball girls are absolutely great.
They're wonderful.
And to be perfectly honest with you, I didn't even know they were playing over here.
And the games are free.
Yeah, so
free.
What are we going to do to get the word out? I mean, I'll be glad anytime they're on to put it on our show, and because it's so important that people know that we have all those wonderful things, events to go to, and a lot of people don't even realize it.
If maybe you should come by the house, because we have all this on our refrigerator door.
Okay. Give me your address, Don, so everybody can go by when they're interested in going somewhere. I think that would be wonderful.
You know,
we have, particularly with football, and I think later on with basketball, we've members of the team and the volunteers from the Athletic Association have gone around and put schedules in windows for various businesses and things. And I think too many times we kind of depend on the internet and people looking on the website. But I mean, everything you want to know about MTSU is at mtsu.edu. But sometimes I don't think people will take the time to do that.
They get on the internet looking for something specific as
a
rule.
But obviously the schedules are on there, and when we travel, we always take our computer with us, and we're always listening to the games on the internet, and of course we make all the we go to the coaches' shows on whenever they have those and everything. But I think, I'll give a plug to the D&J. The D&J, I think, has done just a great job, particularly recently in terms of trying to publicize these events. But there's a new, I don't know if it's a department or kind of a new organization at MTSU that Andrew Ottman, who was formerly with the D&J, mm-hmm. is heading up. And I think they're doing a great job in terms of improving the communication, you know, coming from the university. I think just the last couple of days, he's put a bunch of things out relative to the centennial celebration, the gala, and that type thing. Many of these are live video.
Well, I'm going to task you, Don and Hannah, to get me information from time to time on events that are going on, and be glad to, because there's a number of people out there who just absolutely love it. And you're talking about the entertainment process. Oh, I love going to the plays and the shows. And I know you have a lot of talent over there. We have a caller on the line, so we're going to have to put our ears on, Hannah, Don. Caller, welcome aboard.
Hey, Truman.
Yeah.
I just wanted to switch a little bit from sports to put in a point for the new dairy barn that's supposed to have an open house this afternoon from 5 to 7. Don't forget the farmers.
Okay.
They feed us, you know.
Now tell me again when that's going
to
be.
I believe it's this afternoon from 5 to 7, open house at the new MTSU dairy barn out on the Guy James farm.
Out on the Guy James farm. Okay, and I guess the easiest way to tell you to get there is go out Las Casas Highway and what is that, Browns Mill Road?
I believe that's right.
Mill Road, and it'll take you to it.
Either that one or Halls Hill Pike.
Right, okay. I appreciate you calling and letting us know that.
All right, thank you, Truman.
Yes, sir.
I believe the ribbon cutting is at 3 this afternoon. I saw it in the paper.
It's either 3 or 4, maybe 4.
Maybe 4.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Steve Forbes, and I would like to invite you to join me at the Get Motivated Business Seminar on Monday, October 17th, for a day you'll never forget. I will be speaking live and in person, along with world-famous soldier statesman General Colin Powell, America's favorite comedian Bill Cosby, America's mayor Rudy Giuliani, internationally acclaimed investing expert Mary Buffett, legendary Notre Dame football coach Lou Holtz, plus revered CEO of Southwest Airlines Howard Putnam, and star subject of the blockbuster film The Pursuit of Happiness, Christopher Gardner. You'll learn leadership strategies, business skills, time management, and much, much more. That's Monday, October 17th at the Bridgestone Arena. It's only $9.95 for you and your whole office to attend if you call now. Not per person, but $9.95 for everyone. Call 1-800-318-3092. That's 1-800-318-3092. Or go to GetMotivatedNashville.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
Did you know a vehicle you buy from Stan McNabb Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC, and Stan McNabb Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler in Tullahoma, and even Stan McNabb Ford in Lewisburg, and a vehicle you buy from another dealership, they may look alike, but the truth is, they're very different. Only the new or pre-owned vehicle from Stan McNabb has oil changes and tires for life at no additional charge. Check it out at stanmcnabb.com. See dealer for complete details.
Now more of The Truman Show with Truman Jones on WGNS AM and FM.
One of our new sponsors is At Home Care, where they're at 237 Castlewood Drive, Suite H, and they're right behind the Kroger's on Memorial Boulevard. You can reach them at 713-4639 or check out their website at www.athomecaretennessee.com. And what they provide for you is a service that I think that we will all need at one time, and many need it right now. As you get older, you have a harder time taking care of the task that you have to take care of at your home. And none of us wants to leave our home. And they provide a person's ability to remain at home, and they go in and take care of the errands, laundry, personal needs, light housekeeping, transportation to appointments, grocery shopping, meal preparation, medication reminders, and many other things. And they're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're having any specific times, whether it's an age problem or you're having physical problems or whatever, and you just need help, give them a call. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back with us. Are we on? He, I never know. He has that stoic look. Brian always gives me a clue. I'm sitting there and I'm looking at a statue. Now we were talking about, of course, the last thing we mentioned, of course, was the new ag center, and it's out on
Dairy Farm,
right? And it's out on Browns Mill Road.
No.
It's on Browns Mill Road. Runs off of it.
Okay.
Are you going to argue with me, Hannah?
No.
Now, one thing that Hannah mentioned.
The caller had called about the time, and Rhonda was able to get the time. It is at 4. The grand opening ceremony is at 4 this
at
afternoon.
At 4 o'clock.
Yes.
Right.
And they will probably have some of that world-famous chocolate milk.
Best in the country.
You know, they were on my show a couple of months ago, and they promised to bring me some chocolate milk, and guess what?
Oh, my goodness.
They didn't bring the chocolate milk, and I didn't eat that day just because I was just dying for
something. We need to get you some chocolate milk.
It is the best.
Well, I do have a nice book that was given to me today by Don and Hannah, and it's Traditions of Excellence, and it's celebrating the centennial of Middle Tennessee State University, and it was written by Suma Clark, and I presume that she had a number of people that assisted her with this. And where can one purchase this particular book?
The book is available at the Phillips Bookstore on campus. Mm-hmm. And we really encourage you to get this because it's a wonderful pictorial history and written history of the beginning, the normal school, on through today. Mm-hmm. And Suma has spent a lot of time on this book, and Dr. Jim Williams has helped her with it. And it is really a nice coffee table item. So if you will just go to the Phillips Bookstore, they have plenty of copies, and I know you'll be happy you have this. I also want to just mention briefly, Dr. Jim Williams has been works in the Albert Gore Research Center, and he has done several things toward the centennial. He now has little signs around in the campus in front mm-hmm. of the old buildings. And you can take your cell phone and call a number and then put in a code, and you can get the history of that building.
Wow.
Kirksey Old Main or Rutledge Hall or Cope Administration Building or whatever. And this is just a wonderful thing that he has done. Also,
any plaques there for the panty raids back in the
60s? No, I don't know about that. But he also is trying to contact 1,000 people who would be willing to work as a team with another person, recording 500 or more stories of your days at MTSU or the campus or your memories of the school. Mm-hmm. And they are recording these and are going to put them in a capsule kind of situation, mm-hmm. not burying them in the ground, but keeping them available mm-hmm. for people to read or listen to and learn about the history of their school and about their relatives that were mm-hmm. involved. I'm sure that Andy Womack will probably talk about Dr. Bob, and many mm-hmm. of us could talk about Dr. Bob. We've all had him. Mm-hmm. And so many things that were important in our lives. And honestly, frankly, I just would like to say this, that if it hadn't been for my coming to Middle Tennessee State College in my day, I would not be where I am today. And I love this school. I love this community. We came back here in May of 2000, And Murfreesboro is truly our home, and I just hope that anybody that's listening to me will support our university and realize the value it has to us and to our community.
We're very blessed to have you and Don here. And you were talking about they were going to do some oral history with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you have something that to me is invaluable. Bob Bullen used to do questionnaires with some of the famous people from over at the university.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was Miss Mary Hall.
Yes.
And I think just about every one of us knew her at one time. I knew her quite well. And some of the tapes that he has with her are so valuable in historic ways. And I presume that they still have those tapes. And I hope that they will have them over at the Gore section.
Mm-hmm.
That those are things that I would love. You could almost have a little theater set up mm-hmm. for people to watch those over mm-hmm. and over again, and I'm sure there's other outlets. But to think of somebody like Miss Mary Hall is an absolute legend when it comes to Middle Tennessee State College or university, and be able to listen to her tell those stories of things that happened back in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s. And of course, her father was one of the first doctors in Rutherford County, Dr. Hall,
mm-hmm.
and the history here is so strong. It really is, and a lot of people don't realize it. They just take it for granted that these things have happened, and they don't really have a clue. And I really appreciate what y'all are doing to bring it to the forefront for MTSU and for Murfreesboro too. I mean, you have a giant task in front of you, but the information is there. What about people coming in and assisting you? Is there a phone number that they can call to take part of what's going on? Because, you know, that's part of history, too. People are going to look back at this 50 years from now and say, oh, man, that was great. They were able to preserve all the wonderful things.
Well, I guess the development office is probably the kind of the key to the – or the key leaders in the alumni office, obviously, to the to the activities at the university. As was mentioned yesterday regarding the Murfreesboro Bicentennial, mm-hmm. Anyone the Parks and Recreation offices or the mayor's office obviously would be would be the people to contact. I again will put in a plug for the military committee that I'm chairing, and my home number is 615-217-2579, and would appreciate hearing from anyone that has any ideas about what we might be able to do that particular month. But if you have any ideas relative to the Murfreesboro Bicentennial, please contact either the mayor's office or the Parks and Recreation. It seems like we're doing a lot of celebrating, mm-hmm. starting this fall, but it's certainly going to be terrific looking back. And then, as Rhonda mentioned, the motto of the homecoming is going to be looking back as well as looking forward, which is certainly an important thing. But what a wonderful opportunity, and what a great community we're in with so many opportunities, and being 200 years old as a community is pretty great. And if you think about our humble beginnings and where we are now and the way the population and everything has grown, we just we're very blessed to live in such a great area.
And you know what's really, really great? We've lived almost one third of that time. Think of what we have seen in just our short time.
Right.
And imagine what happened just for us to be able to enjoy all the things that we have. And I'll look at you, Don. I want to thank you for your service to this country and to this community, and you and Hannah and of course Rhonda in her short years that she's been here. But we are so fortunate to have individuals like you. Because I tell you what, there's a lot of us that sit around on our hands and enjoy everything that's going on today without a forethought of how really fortunate we are to be living in a community like we have and have the wonderful things that we could share with others. And I've told you before, it's almost like when I would sit there and listen to my great-grandmother tell about the Civil War and the things that went on, and it makes you enjoy things so much more. Well, it's been a great show. We're going to have to leave, unfortunately. I have one of Rhonda's daddy's best friends, Bruce Plummer, on. I guess I could mess that name up. He's from Putnam County. But we'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Great.